Today, Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Gimel. Early this week, we skipped the yard site that we had on Tuesday. This is for Mark Grossinger, Rav Moshe Avraham ben Yekutiel Yehuda. All the shows we learned for should have an aliyah. And we begin about six lines from the top of Tzadi Gimel Lamed Aleph with the words Tana Rabbanan. Now, we'll just jump right in because we'll see what we're talking about as soon as we do this brisa. The brisa starts off and tells us Tana Rabbanan. Elush Osin es Hasheni, the following people are obligated to go and bring a carbon Pesach on Pesach Sheni if they, of course, did not bring one on Pesach Rishon. Who are these people? So this includes both men and women. Hazovim v'Hazovos, men who are Zov and weren't capable of bringing a Pesach Rishon because they were Tomei, and likewise the women who were Zovos. Hamitzoraim v'Hamitzoros, male as well as female Mitzoraim. The Nidos, a woman is a Nida, and likewise the parallel here is a Boale Nidos. If a man has relations inadvertently or intentionally with his wife when she is a Nida, so he also has the halachic status in many ways of being like a Nida. He also has to count 7 days, and he's a what Rashi calls over here, Kol Elu. All of these people are Tuma Arucha. They all have a long Tuma. It's not just the day of Yadalah, but they're Tomei for a 7 day period of time in every one of these situations. Likewise, Hashogigin, if somebody, for whatever the reason, forgot to go make a Karban Pesach on Pesach Rishon, or Hanusim, they were under extenuating circumstances, it was an accident that caused them, prevented them from bringing the Karban Pesach, or even Vahamezidin, even if somebody intentionally did not bring a Karban Pesach. In all of these situations, they go and are obligated to go and bring a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. And then it tells us two people, two categories of people, which is one question. Why do you have to add these two? What do they offer? What chidushim do they offer? It says the Tomei, a person who's regular Tomei, this is dealing over here with Rashi says Tumas Meis, the Tomei Lenefesh. And the final category is the Shehoya V'Derech HaChoka, which we'll finally get around to defining. We'll see later on in the Mishnah today what we're dealing with Derech HaChoka, either means right outside the Azara, or as we mentioned, the 15-kilometer radius, a 15-mil radius around Yerushalayim, starting from Modi'in, and using that distance and making a circle around Yerushalayim. In any event, all of these people are listed in this brisa. And the Gemara asks, Im Kain, Loma Ne'amar Tomei, why did we need to tell me the last case over here of Tomei? If we know that the 7 day Tumas are all going to be Tomei, so then Tumas May should be included as well. So Gemara says, really? Loma Ne'amar, why did you have to tell me? No, the Iboya Lemevad Barishon Lo Shav Kinanle. No, the Chiddush over here was that if this person wanted to have somebody else offer it for them on Yudal in the afternoon as the Shliach, they won't go inside the Azara, and they won't become Metame, the Karban Pesach, but somebody will be a Shliach on their behalf and go Shechet on behalf, and then they'll go to the Mikveh. This is the seventh day, they'll have Azara, and they'll go to the Mikveh that night. So it comes to teach us, the Iboi Lemevad Barishon Lo Shav Kinanle. The Tana of this Mishnah says, no, you're not allowed to do that, and that's why the Tomei is listed here as well. Where it says, okay, so then that's not what the Brisa meant when it said at the end, Imkein Lomen Emar Tomei. So the Brisa should have said, Ella Imkein Lomen Emar Biderech Rechoka. So then why did it have to tell us about the person that's Biderech Rechoka? That should be obvious as well. If all of these other people are not allowed to bring it, so then the Derech Rechoka should not be allowed as well. Rashi explains, Imishum De'iboy Lemevad Lo Savid, if you're telling me, to teach us that if he wants to, he's not allowed to, so how could that be? Ho Biderech Rechoka Ho. You're going to tell me, Vim Tomar, Shelo Yishlach Pisco, that it's telling us that he shouldn't send this Karban Pesach with somebody else, and he should have a Shaliach go bring the Karban Pesach on his behalf. And this is telling us, Uche de Rav Sheshis. This Tana holds like Rav Sheshis, that you can send somebody else to bring your Karban Pesach on your behalf. So Rashi explains, no. Hai Tana, Lesle, Elik Rav Nachman. This Tana holds like Rav Nachman, who we had this machlokish previously, and he holds Sirle Damar Hurtza, that if in fact such a person were to go send with a shliach, it would be perfectly good. This is the machlokish we had towards the end of yesterday's shir. Because if he held like Rav Sheshis, so then it's Drich Derech Rechoka Lemeimar, the boy Lo Not Leva. So if he held like Rav Sheshis, so if that's what you're telling me, this Brisa is in fact going like Rav Sheshis, so then the Brisa doesn't make any sense. Then why would you ask Im Kain Lomanem Abiderech Hachoka? You needed to tell us the dinner of Rav Sheshis. So obviously, this Brisa goes within the opinion of Rav Nachman that Hurtza, and it would be perfectly good. So why are you telling me in this situation, Im Kain Lomanem Abiderech Hachoka? Why are you waiting that? Because he could send it with the Shliach, and it would be Hurtza, according to Rav Nachman. So why is he included over here in the following people have to go make a Pesach Sheni? So the Chiddush is, the Gemara tells us, So the Braise is coming to teach us here that this person is potter from kares. Even though he could have sent the shaliach, nevertheless he's not chayiv kares for not bringing his korban Pesach on Pesach Rishon. And obviously this Braise is in accord with the opinion of Rav Nachman, Uchaman D'Amar Hurtza, like the opinion of Rav Nachman that said that if you were to send it with a shaliach, it would actually be good and you wouldn't have to go bring a Pesach Sheni. But he's telling us that if you could have done this and you didn't, if you are b'derech hachokah, so the chiddush of the brice is, you're still potter from kares. Now, the Gemara brings down the following problem. Isha basheni mi mechayva. Is a woman, in fact, obligated? Again, this brice tells us, elu sha'osa, they have to go and do, not b'di'evet, but they have to go and bring a korban Pesach on Pesach sheni because they didn't bring it on the first Pesach. So the Gemara questions this brice and says, really, is a woman obligated to bring a Pesach sheni? But we learned in the following brice of the Hotanya, Yochol, lo yu osin es sheni elo tomei nefesh, v'shoye v'derech choka. I might have thought on my own that the only two people, because that's what's actually mentioned in the Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't mention anybody else. The Pasuk only tells us if you are Tameh or you're Derech Rechoka that you are allowed to go bring a Pesach Sheni. So it doesn't mention anybody else. How do we know that the following men, Zovin, Umitzoroin, Uboale Nidos, these are the male counterparts, we did not bring down in this Braisa now, this Hotanya, we did not bring down Zavos, the women who are Mitzorayin, and the Nidos themselves. We only bring down the men who had relations with the Nida, and the Zovin, the male Zovin, and the Mitzorayin, the male Mitzorayin. How do we know that they are, in fact, also obligated? It doesn't mention them in the Pasuk as being Tomei or B'derech Chachoka, so how do we know that they also are obligated? Only the men are obligated in the Pesach Sheni? Tamaloma, because the Pasuk tells us Ish Ish, which seems to imply only men. The words ish ish are found at the beginning of that pasuk, which says, "Dabei abnei Yisrael lemor ish ish ki et tomei lo nefesh obederech chokah lachem." So therefore, this pasuk is telling us that only men. So kasha, how can you tell me that women, the zavos, the female mitzrayim, and the nidos themselves are also mechuyavos in Pesach Sheni? Goes against this brisa. Where it says, no, that's no problem. Lokasha, ho Rabbi Yossi, ho Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. This is a machlokes that we had discussed in yesterday's shiur as to what exactly were the obligations for Pesach Sheni. So we had the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who had said that, in fact, women are obligated in Pesach Sheni. So this first brisa that we had, which said that it's the Zovin and the Zavos, etc., so that goes like the opinion of Yossi, says that women are obligated. But this second brisa that says the women are not obligated, that goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. As Rashi points out, there's a problem with this Rashi. Rashi says the Amrei Rishus, they said women are not obligated, but women are allowed to. Now, in fact, only the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda was that women are allowed to. In fact, Rabbi Shimon said that women are not allowed to. They can't even come tefela. They can't even come bring a Pesach Sheni, even with men that are bringing a Pesach Sheni. So this Rashi is a little bit difficult. In fact, the Marsha points this out as well, and Tzorach Ian. Tana Rabban, we have another Bryce that tells us, Chayev Kores Ala Rishon, the Chayev Kores Ala Sheni. Now we're going to have a three-way machlokas that is going to be brought down over here. The first opinion, the Tana Kama, is the opinion of Rebbe, Divrei Rebbe, and that is that if, in fact, the person didn't bring a Korban Pesach Rishon, and he could have, he's Chayiv Kores. And if, in fact, he then didn't bring a Korban Pesach Sheni, which he now is obligated to because he didn't bring a Korban Pesach Rishon, so then he's Chayiv Kores again. So, of course, Rashi points out that you can't say that he's Chayiv Kores twice. Kores means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut him off at a young age. He'll die either before the age of 60, he'll die without children, etc. So you can't have kares twice. And normally when we say, oh, you can have six times misa, so we're talking about you have to bring six times a chatas, so that doesn't apply over here too, Rashi points out. We can't be talking about a karm chatas for this kares because the two positive commandments, bris milah, if you don't do a bris milah, and if you don't bring the korban Pesach, for which you chayiv kares for, those are mitzvah saseh, all the others are the low saseh that you chayiv kares for, but we know that for a mitzvah saseh that you don't perform, you don't bring a korban chatos. So this can't be telling us over here that you chayiv two chatos. So obviously, what is it telling us over here that you chayiv kares on Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? So the Gemara is going to read that nafkamina would be if
And Rashi points this out over here. Elanavkinin adim shogag echod mehen. Let's say for whatever the reason, the first Karban Pesach you couldn't bring, but now you mechuyev to bring the second Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, and you don't. So now you chayev karis, even though the first time you weren't. It's not that the second one is a makeup for the first one, as one of the shittos will be, but the second one is an independent, separate mitzvah, and if you don't do it there, you chayev karis. Alternatively, Rashi says, Inami, legerishin is gayer ben shnei psochem. If you have a convert, a person who was a guy at Pesach Rishon, he became a yid, in between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and now he doesn't bring the Pesach Sheni. So that's what it means, the second Pesach over here for Pesach Sheni, Chayiv Koris Ala Sheni. That is the opinion of the Rabbi. Then we have the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson Omer, your Chayiv Koris Ala Rishon. Yes, I agree, your Chayiv Koris Ala Rishon. However, if, for whatever the reason, you weren't obligated in Koris Ala Rishon, then, even if you didn't bring the Sheni, so now you're still not Chayiv Koris. Because he holds that, in fact, the Sheni is a makeup for the Rishon. And therefore, Rashi points out, Im Shogak B'Rishon, if there was a Shogig on the Rishon, the Hezi B'Sheni, and then even intentionally you didn't bring the Pesach Sheni, you're going to be Potter. So you cannot be Chayiv Koris for Pesach Sheni if you weren't Chayiv ready for Pesach Rishon, so you can't be Chayiv for Pesach Sheni. That's the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. Then you have the third opinion, the final opinion, Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya. He holds Omer Afal Harishon Eino Chayiv Koris Elo Im Kein Lo Oso Esa Sheni. He says even for the first one you're not Chayiv unless you went through the second one and also were intentionally not bringing the second one, so you would be now messed up intentionally on both the first one and the second one, and you could have done something about bringing the first one and you didn't, and you, in your makeup for the second one, you likewise still didn't correct the problem. Only then are you retroactively chayev karis now for not bringing the first one. In other words, you have to do both of them b'mezid in order for you to be chayev karis. So again, the three opinions are Rabbi's opinion, that the first one you chayev koris for independently, the second one you chayev koris for independently. One has nothing to do with the other, not a makeup for the other. It's an independent mitzvah. If either one of them you chayev koris for, so then boom, you chayev koris. That's Rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Nosson says that the second one is a makeup for the first one. So if you're chayev for the first one koris, that's it. End of the discussion. And even if you bring the Pesach Sheni, so then you're still chayev koris for not bringing the first one. And in fact, the second one, you're not chayiv koris for at all. So it's interesting that Rabbi Nosson holds that while you're obligated to bring the second one, in this situation where you didn't bring the first one, it doesn't remove the koris. And then finally we have the third opinion, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, who says that the only time you chayiv koris is if you did b'mezid, both of them essentially, that you could have brought the first one and you didn't, you could have brought the second one and you didn't, and in that situation you're now chayiv koris. So these three opinions, the Gemara tells us, are Azdul Tamayu. They each follow their own Shita that is pointed out later. Now, we're actually only going to be discussing, as Rashi points out over here, Rebbe v'Rebbe Nosson. Only the first two, we're now going to give proofs that they held their Shita elsewhere. Where is that? The Tanya. We have the following Brisa, which gives us the opinion of Rebbe and Rebbe Nosson. And this Brisa says, the Tanya, Ger Sheniskayer, Bein Shnei Psochem. If you have the example that Rashi gave before, if you have a Ger, a convert, who became a convert on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so he was a guy on Pesach Rishon, and now he's a yid on Pesach Sheni. Well, likewise, the king Katan Shehigdil Bein Shnei Psochem. Rashi didn't give this before, but it's the exact same case. If a child became bar mitzvah on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, so at the Pesach Rishon, he was still a Katan. A Katan is never chayiv koris. A Katan never has an obligation. But on Pesach Sheni, he now has an obligation. So in either of these two cases, the Gerishin is Geyer, in between the two Psochem, the child became bar mitzvah, in between the two Psochem. So this Brisa tells us, chayiv lasos Pesach Sheni, divrei Rebbe. You are obligated to go and bring the Pesach Sheni, because according to Rebbe, Rebbe holds it that Pesach Sheni is a totally independent mitzvah. It has nothing to do with Pesach Rishon. Obviously, you can only bring a Pesach Sheni if you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, but if you did not bring your Pesach Rishon, so it's a totally separate mitzvah now to bring the Pesach Sheni, and in and of itself, it has its own Chiv Kares. So if you were not able to go bring the Pesach Rishon without a Chiv of Kares, but you then could have brought the Pesach Sheni and you didn't, so then there is a Chiv of Kares. This is Rebbe's opinion. Exactly in this Brisa, Azdul Tamayu, as we brought down now in the first Brisa. Second Brisa agrees and just shows Rebbe's opinion. Rabbi Nosson disagrees. Rabbi Nosson Omer, only kosher zokuk l'rishon zokuk l'sheni. If you were obligated in bringing a Pesach Rishon and you didn't, so then it kicks in the chiv of a Pesach Sheni. But kosher ein zokuk l'rishon, ein zokuk l'sheni. If a person did not have an obligation to bring a Pesach Rishon, for example, the Gerishin is Gaya, or the Katan Shehigdil, so they had no obligation to bring a Pesach Rishon, so then there is no obligation for them to go bring a Pesach Sheni, and therefore they would not, for not bringing a Pesach Sheni, not be Chayiv Kares. Now, what's the source of the Machlokas? We explain what the Machlokas is, but my Komiflagi, what exactly are they arguing about? So we'll see in a moment that the Gemara is going to bring down that all three opinions, the opinion as well of Rabbi Chananya and Akavi, are arguing about a Pasuk. But first we're going to point out over here, what's the nafkamina between these two Shitos, between Rabbi and Rav Nosson, but my Komiflagi. Rabbi Savar Sheni, Rabbi holds that the Pesach Sheni is a regel bifnei atzmohu, is a totally separate yontif, as we said, and therefore has nothing to do with Pesach Rishon, unless, of course, you brought your Pesach Rishon, then there is no yontif of Pesach Sheni in that sense, but regardless of why or whether you brought your, you didn't bring your Pesach Rishon, so you have a separate obligation, regel bifnei atzmohu, and therefore it carries its own penalty of kares if you don't go and bring the Pesach Sheni, and you could have. Whereas Rabbi Nosson says it's a tashlumim. Rabbi Nosson Savar Sheni is tashlumim the Rishon Hu. And therefore, if you are obligated in Pesach Rishon, then you couldn't bring it, then the Pesach Sheni kicks in. But it's not an independent regel bifnei atzmo, and therefore it has no independent chiyuv of karis on itself. And therefore, tikune l'rishon lo misakin le. If, in fact, you didn't bring the karim Pesach Rishon, so then you bring a Pesach Sheni. But it actually doesn't correct the fact that you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. This is what I pointed out before. It's not really a takana for the Rishon. It is now what you have to do, but it doesn't remove the fact that if you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, you're chayav kares. And therefore, in this situation, these two opinions have this distinction as to what is the status of the second Korban Pesach. And by the way, Rav Chananya ben Akavya, Savar Sheni Takonta the Rishon Hu. So we just point out here that Rav Chananya ben Akavya, he holds that definitely the Sheni is a Tashlumen for the first one. It's not an independent yontif by itself, but it's purely a Tashlumen for the Rishon. And the two of them, however, are going together. Not like Rabbi Nosson, who says that it doesn't correct for the first Pesach. It does, according to Rav Chananya ben Akavya. And that if you bring the Pesach Sheni, that makes up for the fact that you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, and therefore you're not going to be Chayiv Kares. And all three of these opinions, where it says Ushloshdan, the opinion of Rebbe, Rebbe Nosson, and Rebbe Chananya and Akavya, they all are based upon one pasuk, Mikra Echad Darshu. Now, what is this pasuk? It's in Parshas Baaloscha. It's Perek Tes pasuk Gimel. I'll read you the whole pasuk because we're going to be darshening it. And the Gemara surprisingly doesn't quote the whole pasuk. It skips some of the words, but some of the words that it skips are critical words. So the pasuk says Vayish Asher Hu Tahar Ubederech Lo Hayat. A person who's tar, and he wasn't on the road, and the chadal lasos haPesach, and he didn't bring the carbon Pesach on Pesach Rishon. So that person, the nichrasa hanefesh ahi meyamel, that person is chayev kares. Then it says the critical word ki. Now this word ki, the Gemara in Gittin Rashi points out, tells us can be darshened in four different ways, and that's what the crux of this machlokus is how do we darshen this word ki in this situation? As Rashi points out, the chi mashma bi arba lashonos. And this will be the explanation between the different shitos. So it says, ki korban Hashem lo hikriv mwado. He did not bring, ki, since, or if, he did not bring his korban Pesach on mwado. We'll see what mwado that means, whether it means Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni, cheto yisa ha ishahu. So such a person is going to be held accountable. Cheto yisa. Now, let's darshan this pasuk now. Shlosh to mikra echad darshu. So the first part of the pasuk, it says, Vayish asher hu tahar over derech lo haya. Person was tahar and he wasn't on the road. So Rebbe Sava, Rebbe explains the next words in the pasuk, V'choda lasos ha-pesach v'nichrasa, which means that he didn't bring the korban Pesach, he'll be cut off, he'll have kares. The lo avad berishon, it means that he didn't bring the Pesach rishon. Alternatively, it also tells us in the pasuk, inami, that ki, now it doesn't say the word ki, I don't know why it does it, that's a critical word here. Ki, korban Hashem, lo hikriv b'moado, refers to basheni. So according to Rebbe, the first part of the pasuk tells me that he gets kares if he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon. And then it says, ki in this situation means he did not, if he did not bring also a Pesach on Pesach Sheni. Ki, korban Hashem, lo hikriv b'moado, if he also did not bring a korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, that's what the pasuk is referring to. He's also be chayiv kares. Now, how do we know he's chayiv kares? Only said v'nichrusa. After the first part, the chadal, it said Latzosa Pesach v'nichor, so that went on Pesach Rishon. So the second part, Ki Korban Hashem lo hikru v'vado, means that he also didn't bring a Pesach Sheni. Where does it say that he gets karis for that, according to Rebbe? So Rebbe darshens the end of the Pasuk, umimai, that he gets karis, because the ha cheto yisa, that is how we know it. So Gemara says, how do we know that that means karis? Umimai, the ha cheto yisa is karisu. How do we know that that last part, it says, okay, he's held accountable, but why does it say he's held accountable for karis? We turn to the Amud Beis, because Rebbe holds, kisavar, megadev, Hainu Mevarach Hashem. Now, this is a machlokis elsewhere. Rashi says that we have what is the status of Mevarach Hashem. So there's one opinion that says it means Megadev. There's another opinion that we'll see in a moment that it says that it doesn't mean Megadev, but it means something else. It means Mezamer Umishorir Liavodazara. This is based upon a Gemara in Krisus. And therefore, according to Rabbi, Megadev means Mevarach Hashem. Now, that means it's a chiyuv of kares, because it says beferish by Megadev, as Rashi says in the top Rashi, dichsiv be kares by Megadev, and if you're telling me that Mevarach Hashem, Hainu Mevarach Hashem, means Megadev, so therefore there is a din of kares by Mevarach Hashem. Now, by Mevarach Hashem, uksiv be Mevarach Hashem, it tells us v'noso cheto, it uses the same lashon that we have over here, cheto yisa. So v'noso cheto by Mevarach Hashem, and v'gomar hai cheto over here, cheto yisa, the hacha over here by Karban Pesach, mecheto from Mevarach es Hashem. So, from cheto, hasam. And therefore, we make over here the connection between our chet over here for Pesach Sheni, according to Rebbe, with the chet of Mevarach es Hashem, which is learned out from Megadev. So, both of them have kares. Malahal and kares have kanami kares. So, that's how Rebbe Shita learns out from these psukim that Yechayv is separate kares. It's regel b'fnei atzmo, because he learns the way ki, meaning alternatively, if you didn't bring a Pesach Sheni, you're also chayv kares. That's Rebbe's understanding of the Pasuk. What does Rebbe Nosson do with this? Rebbe Nosson Savar, no, when the Pasuk tells us, V'chod alasos ha-Pesach v'nichrusav, if a person did not bring his Pesach Rishon, his Chayiv Kares, so then it tells us, Ki, Korban Hashem lo hikriv b'moado. This Ki is not, or alternately, if he didn't bring a Pesach Sheni, this Ki means because, which more refers to as Daha. And therefore, the high key, this word over here, key in the Pasuk, is Lashon Dehahu. This is one of the four Lashonas, what the word key could mean. It could mean because. So, the person is Chayiv Kares because he didn't bring a Korban Pesach. And this is what the Pasuk is telling us. V'hochi kama rachmona. Deha, Korban Hashem, lo hikriv b'moado. Here it means b'moado. According to Rabbi Nosson, it means he didn't bring a Pesach Rishon, Barishon. So, the words key in the Pasuk means the reason why he's Chayiv Kares is because Korban Hashem, lo hikriv b'moado, meaning on Pesach Rishon. So this is a reason why he got kares, because he didn't bring the Korban Pesach, period. He didn't bring a Korban Pesach on Rishon, so he's going to be chayev. And therefore, that is totally a single mitzvah for which you chayev kares for, and Pesach Sheni doesn't correct that. Now, what do we do with the Pasuk? Hai cheto yisa, my Ovid lay. So what does he do at the end? It says, cheto yisa. So he holds that the Megadev is not Mevarach es Hashem. Kesavar, Megadev, alav hainu Mevarach es Hashem. He holds, as I pointed out, Rashi tells us that it means Mevarach es Hashem is a loshon of mezamer umishorer li'avodah zarah. And that's the other opinion in Krisus. And it doesn't have a less long chorus. It doesn't have, by the statement, if you're Mizamer or Mishore, you're Mevorech es Hashem, it doesn't mention Kari specifically over there. The last one, Kari is B'Mevorech. So how do we know that Mevorech es Hashem is Chayiv Kari? We learn it, Mevorech es Hashem, from over here. Previously, according to Rabbi, we learned that Mevorech es Hashem is Chayiv Kari. That taught us by Pesach Sheni that you're Chayiv Kari as well. And here, according to Rabbi Nosson, he says that Cheto Yisro comes to teach us from over here that Yechayev Kares for Pesach Rishon, and that is telling us that Mevorech Hashem, which is not Megadev, which is Mezamer Meshorer, is Chayev Kares as well. So he holds Kesavim Megadev, Lav Hayim Mevorech Hashem. He doesn't hold that those two are the same, and therefore there is no mention of Kares by Mevorech Hashem. The Gomer Hai Cheto Tohasam, and he learns the Chet over there where it mentions Cheto. In regards to Mevarach Hashem, it says V'noso Cheto, the Hossam from over there, Mehai from our Cheto Yisa, the Hocha by the Korban Pesach, and therefore Ma Hocha over here by the Korban Pesach, Kares. So to Av Hossam over there, Kares
you're also chayiv karis over there by mevarech es Hashem. That's Rabbi Nosson's understanding of the pasuk. Now we have Rabbi Chananya ben Akavia's understanding of the pasuk. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavia, he's holding as follows. Sover, he says, when it says, if a person did not bring his carbon pesach, he gets kareis, and then it says, ki carbon Hashem lo hikriv b'moado. So what does that mean? He says, alternatively, if you didn't go bring it on the pesach sheni, so then you're going to be chayiv kareis. In other words, you have to do both of them. So he understands that if you don't bring the Pesach Rishon, and also you don't bring the Pesach Sheni, you have both of them. If you don't bring both of them, then the Nichrusah cut comes in, and that's referring to, because ki Korban Hashem, lohikriv b'moado, because you're getting karis because you didn't bring the second one. If you had brought the second one, it would abrogate the chiyuv of karis that you had incurred by the first one, which is held in abeyance until we see what happens for the second one. So that's how he darshins the word ki, that it's coming to tell us you're only chayiv karis if you don't bring both of them. No, what does he do with the chet yisa? It seems to be unnecessary then. Vaychet yisa, my overlay. Ah, so he uses the kedam marin, the exact same teres that we just gave for Rabbi Nosson, that he holds that the Mevarech Es Hashem is not Megadev, and therefore you need to teach us Vecheto Yisa over here to Vinoso Cheto by the Mevarech Es Hashem, to teach us from Korban Pesach that Mevarech Es Hashem is learned out also is a Chiyuv of Kares. So all three sheetahs are now explained through the understanding of this pasuk. Mara just says as follows now. Hilkach, bottom line. Hazid Bozeh Bozeh, if a person intentionally did not bring both the Pesach Rishon and the Pesach Sheni, so Divya Kol Chayiv, then according to all three opinions, you're going to be Chayiv. According to Rabbi, because you'd be Chayiv Koris for not bringing the Pesach Rishon, you'd be Chayiv Koris for not bringing the Pesach Sheni, so you're Chayiv Koris. So that's clear. Even according to Rabbi Nosson, you're Chayiv Koris because you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon. Regardless of whether you bring the Pesach Sheni or not, you didn't bring the Pesach Rishon, you're Chayiv Koris. And even according to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavia, he says, well, if you don't bring both of them, then you're Chayiv Koris. Well, here he didn't bring both of them. So that's straightforward. Hilkach, Hezeb Bezeh Bezeh, Divrei Kol Chayiv. That's easy. Next case is also easy. Everybody agrees to that one. Shagag Bezeh Bezeh. If you were inadvertently unable to go bring either your Pesach Rishon and your Pesach Sheni, so then everybody agrees you're not Chayiv Koris because you didn't do anything b'mezid. You didn't do anything wrong over here that you could have done differently. It was a mistake, an error. It's somehow an accident. That's why you're not Chayiv Koris if you didn't do it intentionally. So Shagag Bezeh Bezeh, they're called Potter. No problem. Now here's where we have the difference between them. Hezid Barishon V'Shagag B'Sheni. If you intentionally did not bring your first Korban Pesach and then by mistake you didn't bring the Korban Sheni, the Pesach Sheni, so according to Rabbi, you chayiv koris, because for either one you chayiv koris. According to Rabbi Nosson, you chayiv koris if you didn't bring the first one. The second one doesn't negate the koris. Even if you bring the second one, you still chayiv koris for the first one. So in this situation, where you are hezeb berishon, mishalka b'sheni, l'Rabbi u'l'Rabbi Nosson, you chayiv koris, but l'Rechvenani ben Akavi, you'd be parted from koris. Likewise, in a case where you have shagag berishon, if you inadvertently didn't bring the korban pesach rishon, but you then intentionally did not bring the Pesach Sheni, Vezeh B'Sheni. So again, according to Rabbi Yechai, Rabbi holds each one is an independent, separate obligation of Kares. Rego B'Fnei Atzmohu. And therefore, Rabbi would say, you intentionally did not bring the Pesach Sheni, so you're Chayiv Kares. But according to Rabbi Nosson, the second one is not a makeup for the first one. The first one, that's it. Second one, okay, you have a right to bring a Pesach Sheni, but it doesn't negate the Kares of the first one. But you're not Chayiv Kares for the second one. And Rabbi Chananya ben Akavia, so he also holds that you need to bring both of them, not bring both of them to be Chayiv Koris, if you were not Chayiv for the first one because you were Shogeg, so then even though you're Chayiv for the second one as a non-Shogeg, you're not Chayiv Koris. So Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Chananya ben Akavia, you'd be Potter from Koris if you were Shogag Berishon but Hazid Bisheni. Each of them works out exactly according to their Shitos. Now we finally get to the Mishnah that I've been mentioning, and that is the definition of Derech Rechoka. So let's jump right in. Ezohi Derech Rechoka. What is the definition of Derech Rechoka? The person is on a distant road. What does that mean? So the first opinion in the Mishnah is Min HaModiim V'Lachutz. It means that the person is in the town called Modi'in, which we know exactly where that is and how far away that is from Yerushalayim. The Gemara will discuss that. And Uchimidaso L'chol Ruach, and you draw a circle around Yerushalayim with the distance of Modi'im being the radius of that circle. So you draw a circle around Yerushalayim, which will have
every place that is a distance of Modi'in in that circle around it. So within the circle, you're not called Derech Rechoka, that's called Derech Krova. If you're beyond that circle, you're called Derech Rechoka. And in that entire circle, Devi Rabbi Akiva, you would be potter for bringing a carbon Pesach. That's what it means. Derech Rechoka. Min ha-Modi'in v'lachot uv'kimidasa l'chol ruach. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. On the other hand, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no. He says, if you're outside the Azorah, mi'eskupas ho'azorah v'lachot. The only people obligated to bring a Pesach Rishon are people that are in the Azorah. Once you're in the Azorah, boom, the chiv of carbon Pesach kicks in. But if you're beyond the askup of the Azorah, you're outside the Ezras Yisrael, you're not in the Azorah, you're outside it, then that's called Derech Rechoka. So these are the two shitas, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Along comes Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. Omar le Rabbi Yossi. Now, who he's talking to is not clear. Some aren't gorgeous the words, le. So, Omar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is as follows. Lefikach nokud al hay, the word Derech Rechoka, there is a dot over the hay. Whenever you have a dot in Chumash, we're told in the Torah to put a dot there, it comes to change the word around in some way. So he says the dot on top of the hay in the word Rechoka is coming to teach us, Lomar, that Lo mipnei shirachok vadai ela meiskupas huazor v'lechutz. So he's coming to support Rabbi Eliezer Shita, that it doesn't mean literally derech rechoka. You delete, so to say, some of the rechoka to teach us that it means that just outside the Azara, meiskupas huazor v'lechutz, from the threshold of the Azara, and further, you're considered derech rechoka, and that's what the dot over the head is coming to teach us. As Rashi points out, b'chol nikud, anytime you have a dots in the Torah, it's l'mayit hador, it's to minimize it in some way. The mashma, samyua l'hoteva mehocha, it's as if you're removing that hay from here, and you're changing it around to make it derech rachok, which implies a much shorter distance. Some say because you change it from a feminine word, rachoka, to a masculine word, rachok, and therefore it's coming to minimize this over here, that even if you're just outside the Azara. In any event, this dot is the rationale behind Rebbe Eliezer Shita, according to Rav Yossi. Mar starts off and says, Amar Ula tells us, Men ha-Modiim li-Yerushalayim. How far away is the city of Modiim to Yerushalayim? Chamisha asor milin havya. It is 15 mil. A mil is roughly, I've said many times, about a kilometer. So it's a 15 mil distance from Yerushalayim. You draw a circle around that, you'll hit Modi'in, and you'll hit a whole bunch of other places. Uchemidos l'chol ruach, that's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Now, Savar lo, Ula held, ki hod yomar rabba bar bar chana, amar Yochanan. Ula holds like the following opinion that Rabba bar bar chana said in the name of Yochanan. And what is that? Kama mahalich odom bayom. How much can a person walk, average person walk on a day when you have a 12-hour day, when you have, let's say, the spring or the autumn equinox, which is the start of spring and the start of autumn, when you have theoretically 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. So how much can a person walk when he has these, what we would call 12 clock hours, regular full hours of daytime to go and walk? So, kama mahalich odom biyom, asara parsos. You can walk 10 parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. So when you can walk 10 parsa, it means you can walk 40 mil. Now, how long is it today? So according to the Shita, this 40 mil that you're walking starts from dawn and it goes until Tzeisek Kochavim, until the stars come out. So dawn until the stars come out, a person can walk 40 parsa. Now, from dawn until sunrise and from sunset until Tzeisek Kochavim, those are two separate periods of time. And those also, a person can walk a certain distance, according to Rabbi Bar Barchana, Amar of Yochanan. And he says, Me'alos ha-shach from dawn, v'yad ha-netzach ha-ma, until the sun rises, a person can walk chameshes milim. And likewise, at the end of the day, mishkiyas ha-chama, v'yad tzeisek kochavim, a person can also walk chameshes milim. So you have 5 mil until you have sunrise, and you have 5 mil after sunset. So you're deducting 10, the amount of distance that you can travel during the daytime from sunrise till sunset is 30 mil. Not very difficult math. So partial law, tlossen, you're left with 30 during the day from sunrise until sunset. Now, you can break up sunrise to sunset in the half that is before the middle of the day, chatzos, and the half that's after the middle of the day. So 30 divided into 2 is 15 mil. So that works out very, very well. Chameser mitzafra lepagodiyom. You can walk 15 mil from
the sun rise until midday, the chamesar, and another 15 mil, mipalgo diyoma, from midday until urta, until the sun sets. So therefore, this distance, if a person were to start walking at exactly chatzos, which is when you can start bringing carbon pesach, and it would take him 15 mil to walk from Modi'in, or any place that's 15 mil away, to Yerushalayim, he would have to walk at that regular pace the entire day. He wouldn't get to the Azara before the end of the day. It would take him the entire six-hour period of time from Chatzos until sunset to walk. So therefore, that is called Derech Rechoka. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. That's Ula's understanding of Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And Ula L'taymeh, this is perfectly in accord with Ula said elsewhere, the Yomar Ula. Ezeu Derech Rechoka, what is the definition of Derech Rechoka? Kol Sheni Yochel Ikonis B'Shah Shlita, that you're far enough away that you can't get there. In other words, if you were to walk this entire distance of 15 mil, it would take you the entire day going from Chatzos until the sun sets, and therefore that's called Derech Rechoka. Certainly, if you're further than that, you're not going to be able to get there. So Ula's opinion is that you call Derech Rechoka if you're not able to be in the Azara at the time of the Shlita, which is technically from Chatzos, even though we don't shecht the Chatzos because we're never sure when Chatzos is, but at least in theory, you're shechting from Chatzos until the sun sets. That is Ula's Shita. Now, Amamar, now this is referring to this shita that Rabbi Bar Bachanan brought down the name of Yochanan. This shita may olos hashachar adonetzacham mechameshes midlin minolan. How do we know that it's a distance of 5 mil that a person can walk from dawn until the sun rises? So this is based upon a pasuk that we have in Bereishis, where it tells us d'chsev by lot d'chsev ukmo hashachar ola vayoitzu hamalochim v'gomer, that Lot was being rushed from his house before Sodom was going to be destroyed, and it says that they came to Lot u'kamo hashachar, as the sun was just rising, u'ksiv hashemesh yotzo al ha'aretz v'lot bo tzora, and they took him from dawn until he reached Soar, and that was a distance of 5 mil. V'amar Rabbi Chanina, l'didi chazi lihau asra, I myself know that place, v'havya chamisha milin, and it takes a distance to go there of 5 mil. So therefore, we see that from dawn, when the angels took him out of his house, until they reached there, which was sunrise, so that was a distance of 5 mil. That's the source for this statement of Rabbi Bar Bachanan, Amar Rav Yochanan. Now let's go look at the entire statement that Ula made, Gufa. Amar Ula, Ula said, Ezoi derech rechoka. So Ula's opinion is that we brought down, kol she'en yochol likonis b'shash shchita. That's the statement that we brought down, but we didn't bring the rest of the statement. But Ula had said that the definition of derech rechoka is that you can't reach the Azara during the time of the shchita, so you're more far enough away that you can't get to the Azara from the time of Chatzos until the sun sets. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, the Amora Rav Yehuda Amar, Koshin Yochel Likonis B'Shas Achila, that you won't be able to reach there during the time of eating it, which, according to the opinion of Rav Eliezer, that we'll learn later in the Masechta still, is until Chatzos, and according to the opinion of the Chachamim, that is until the morning. Now, that is the statement that we have here, Ula's statement and Rav Yehuda's statement. So I'm like, Rabba Ula, Rabba tells Ula, both of you have a problem. L'didoch Kasha, Ula Rav Yehuda Kasha, I have a problem with both of you from the following brisa that seems to contradict what each of you was saying. Now, L'didoch Kasha, Ula, you have a problem, the Armis, because it says, Kol she'en yochol likonis b'shash shchita, your opinion is that if you can't get to the Azara during the time of the shchita from the middle of the day until the sun sets, you're not chayev in a karm pesach, you're called b'derech rechoka. So you are potter from koris for not bringing the karm pesach. But v'hot tami sheretz, then yochol likonis b'shash shchita, but by your understanding then, a person who's a tami sheretz, who's not allowed to go into the Azara during this period of time, he should be potter from bringing karm pesach. But you yourself are the one that said, v'ka'amris, shochet im v'zorchen al tami sheretz, that you are allowed to go shecht on behalf of a tami sheretz. So it's a kasha on you, Ula. And similarly, Rabba tells him it's a kasha on Rav Yehuda. Well, Rav Yehuda also kasha, nami kasha. The Omar, koshen yochol likonis b'shash achila, he says if you can't be in there at the time of the achila, so then you're potter from a carbon pesach. But he holds, v'ha, tami sheretz, the yochol likonis b'shash achila, the tami sheretz, who's a tu yom, is allowed to be there at the time of the achila, and yet you hold the kamar, ain't shochet im v'zorchen al tami sheretz. Rav Yehuda holds that you're not allowed to go shecht on this person's behalf.
So what's going on? So Amalei, so Ula answers as follows. Lola didi kasha, lola Rav Yehuda kasha. Neither of us has a problem. Lididi lo kasha, according to me, it's not a kasha, because I hold derech hachoka la tohar vein derech lokal tome. This whole din of derech hachoka only applies to a person who's tohar. Person who's tome, this heter, if you wish, of derech hachoka doesn't apply. So therefore, the tome sheretz is tome, so the whole din doesn't get off the ground for such a person. So lididi lo kasha, no problem at all. We turn to Tzadi Dalit Omar Aleph. Likewise, Rabbi Yehuda lo kasha. There's no problem according to Rabbi Yehuda because he holds Tomei Sheretz Rachmona Dachya. There's no problem intrinsically here with his shita to say that as long as you can go into the Azara for the Achila, so then you'd be allowed to go and have the Kohen pass the Shechita on behalf. So how come he says that Tomei Sheretz he can't? He says that has nothing to do with my din. That's a pasuk that we learned previously. The Chsiv Ish Ish Kiyet Tomei LeNefesh. That tells me Milo Askin Shechol Shvi Shelo Lios Be'er Pesach. That's even for the person who's Tomei on the seventh day, and he could have the Hazor, and he could have the going to the mikvah, and he would be eligible that night. Yet the pasuk excludes him. Therefore, Afilu Hachi Amar Rachmona Lidchei. So therefore, it's a pasuk that tells me, and not a problem with my svara. This is a great break point. We'll stop the shiur over here. This concludes today's shiur.